who would have thought, by the way, who would have thought that it would be this administration, that it would be Biden's White House that brought us apparently the most dangerous dog of all time? If you didn't read the story, basically, Biden's dog, named Commander, by the way, that's a Cujo-ass name right there. That Commander, what happened to Skip? Like, anyway, Biden's dog is on record. They've been keeping a tally for biting people at the White House 24 times. No dog should bite more times than years you expect it to live. 24 is a high number. And I think a lot of people are looking at this the wrong way. I really do. A lot of people are out here being like, I can't believe they letting this dog run amok in the White House. Why can't Biden control his dog? Everything. I think they're looking at it the wrong way. I'll be honest with you. Because in my opinion, I'm on Commander's side. I really am. Because a lot of these dogs out here, they wear the vest. They wear the vest that says emotional support dog, and they talk about them being emotional support dogs, but they not really about that life. Every emotional support dog I've ever seen has been very passive. And now we want to punish one for taking action. Commander just got good ears. That's all it is. His ears good. His dogs have great ears. Commander hear everything. He in the White House, he hears people. He hears people on the other side of walls, behind doors, talking shifty behind Biden's back. You know how politics can be. And then they walk out into the hallway. And Commander standing there, looking at him like, call my daddy old again. No, don't back up. Don't back up. No, he was talking all that good shit earlier. What's... Say it again. You know what trips me out about this story? You know what really stresses me out about it? Is that when you read the story, Biden's dog is on record biting 24 times. That's what's recorded, which means there are definitely unrecorded bites. That's just the ones people felt like staying to file something. Some people went to the White House, got bit, and didn't want to stand around to be like, it was him. Ooh. The other thing that really trips me out about this story is that the dog is on record biting 24 times. Never said 24 people. Which means somebody getting bit extra. There's a chance this dog has only bitten 5 people. He bit 4 people once, and then some poor dude named Wallace was just catching it. Nonstop, once a week, he knew. He knew that ass was grass. He knew. I'd like to think. I'm sure that for that many bites, that means that Commander bit somebody in at least one of Joe Biden's Zoom backgrounds. Biden on with the prime minister or somewhere, you just see somebody in the background going like, oh But I think they're looking at it the wrong way. I really do. You know, I'm talking about, why is this dog even in the White House? He bit Secret Service. Just make Commander Secret Service. You know, Secret Service is very predictable. I actually worked at the Tonight Show when Obama visited, and so Secret Service was there. And you see them in action. Look, big dudes, look very Men in Black. They got the shades, they got the earpiece, everything. They're standing next to the door. I'm not gonna lie, that must be like hell where you Secret Service, because anytime you stand in next to a door, there are people that are like, is the president behind that door? You know? But yeah, you would see Secret Service stand there, and look, I'm sure they're very good at their job. I'm sure they could kill you any manner of ways. But tell me what's more intimidating. A dude standing there that you might be able to get past, or a random dog. A random dog standing in the hallway that we know bites. It would fix so many different things if they would just let Commander be Secret Service. It really would, you know? Sometimes Biden is giving a speech, and look, please. It's fine. It's me. You don't have to hold back, all right? It's me. I'm your friend. Don't pull back on me. We all know that sometimes Biden is giving a speech, and we are like, just get through it. We all know it, you know? It's fine. You don't look. I'm just stating a fact. All right? Don't pull back on me. I also voted for the man. Fox News is not here right now. We can all be honest. Sometimes, not every time, not every day, but sometimes Biden is giving a speech and it low-key look like he having side conversations with death. We've all seen it. He is addressing the nation. And then out of nowhere, he'll be like, oh. And he cussing death out too. Like, you were... He really let death have it. Like, you said you wouldn't take me on a Thursday. Why don't you get out my face? I'm trying to... And then he'll turn back to the camera like we didn't see any of that. The man is getting distracted sometimes. It happens. It happens. It happens to all of us, you know? You get distracted. But I think that's why you need Commander. Instead of just Secret Service standing behind and being all quiet at everything, you have Commander walking in front of the podium. Stalking. Looking for who he likes, who he doesn't like. Commander sees somebody and he's like, hey! Cut that out! Commander getting loud is exactly what Biden needs. Every 30 seconds, you know. Give him the speech, you go to turn. Oh my God. Everybody wins. I love being here though, because y'all are y'all are great, you know? Genuinely, I don't know. Some parts of Portland do confuse me. And I'm not acting like I did the reading, so just let me be dumb for a second. You don't need to explain any of it. I'm just saying it did. 12 bridges is a lot. At 12 bridges, I don't know if everybody tried to get in or everybody tried to get out, but that's a lot of bridges. That sounds like y'all just let somebody go. Like, you just let somebody cook who really like making bridges. Like, everywhere you took him, he was like, you know what would be dope right here? Like, don't say it, Steven. Don't say it. No, we put a bridge right here. Oh, it's gonna be lit, and it won't. But there's a bridge right there, Steve. And it's like, yeah, but you're not always over there. Sometimes you over here. And over here doesn't have a bridge. I'm trying to bring people together. You're trying to block blessings. 12 bridges is so much. Look, this is going to make me sound dumber. I don't even know where all... At 12 bridges, one of those bridges got to be to Narnia. There's no way that y'all have 12 different bridges going somewhere. That's crazy. I like being here because y'all are very, very self-aware people. Maybe the most self-aware of any city I've ever met. This is generally distressed. You'll just be making a general observation, be like, man, things are kind of odd here. And y'all are like, we know. We try. You know? And you'll be like, I'm not complaining. I've had very good food since I've been here, but y'all have some of the most, like, it's too many weird things at once. Do you know what I mean? That's my, if I could give you a note. As a city, you have mixed and matched the weird in too many different ways as to not seem like you are on planet Earth. I was just trying to have some Eggs Benedict. And it's crazy. You in a place where you're getting delicious Eggs Benedict and somebody's balls are out right next to you. I'm over here. Dip it in my hollandaise. This is my thing. All of this, I have not been here long. All of Portland happened to me today. At least New York gives you like a second before someone robs you. They let you get situated, get a little comfortable, let your guard down, then they snatch you. Y'all just come right out the pocket. I met somebody, acting crazy as hell. Not even just acting crazy as hell. And that was my Uber driver. That's like, y'all really don't mess around. Y'all want people to know. So I do. Y'all are some of the most creative. I'm just trying to use nice words for it. I saw a dude with a cape wearing a computer monitor. dancing to no music. This man just on the street like, all right. Blown away, but I've had some good food since I've been here. Y'all are interesting, because it's like y'all are weird, but also you're like some of y'all just very, very healthy, health conscious, healthy food and everything. This seemed like the only city in America that might have organic crack. Like... Y'all are really doing it all.
Mira.